this archetypal structure, one might say, is probably the most important single archetypal phenomenon in human experiences of pilgrimage, life, healing. This is the archetype under which all of our quest for healing, for orientation, for meaning, for transformation, for individuation occurs. And it's one that I have been trying to study for many, many years. And today and tomorrow, I'll be working with you toward just sharing with you some of my research and some of my conclusions about how we can understand this archetypal structure, how it relates to a variety of theories, and including Jung's, but not just Jung's, and the way in which it is of not lesser but greater importance today than ever before, I think, in human history. In a way, you know, I'll be talking a lot about ritual dimensions of healing processes and the way they relate to this topic, but in a significant way, this is a ritual event, and you are participants in a ritual event here. This is an event in which I am seeking to bring closure to a long, long period of my own research life. And so I thank you for coming. You didn't know you were going to be a part of that. But this is my way of, and I'll say more about this in a little bit, of lifting up and capping a lot of research that I did many years ago. I'm in the process now of trying to bring a lot of this early research of mine out in print. It should have been published probably 15 years ago. So I thank you for being here today and tomorrow, and I will try to lead you through this incredible morass of material, and at the same time, I hope this can be something of a ritual experience for you as well, because while there's of course a theoretician in all of us, and there's a professional healer to some degrees in most of us, as Tillich, the great philosopher, would say, there's an existential engagement with this in all of us as well. So I hope that during the course of this weekend, you will be doing some of your own spiritual individuation work, thinking about how this incredible engine of the objective psyche, this incredible engine of the collective unconscious, is operating in you now. Because I will guarantee you, it is operating in you now. And it is one of the things Jungians are very, I think, at the forefront in, is trying to help people understand how subtle this voice can be, and how difficult it can be to penetrate into the actuality of what it's doing in us. Before the weekend is over, I hope to be able to give you some tools for discernment so that you can reflect on the difference between initiation in any authentic sense of the word, and pseudo-initiation. By which I mean those states in which an individual may be, in my view, compulsively possessed by initiatory imagery or initiatory behaviors, but which are being sort of acted out as an automatism and are not really being truly transformative because they are not really being contained in any helpful way. Those kinds of experiences range from psychotic episodes to a person who gets compulsively possessed by the magician archetype, whether they are an occultist or a spiritual person, quote-unquote, or a psychotherapist or an analyst.